It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, October 29th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Here are our Friday 5, the 5 most impactful stories of the week. Topic number 5 this week, vaccine mandates. We learned this week that, according to a new survey, peer-reviewed now and published in a secular academic journal, that, and I quote from the summary, at the country level, there appears to be no discernible relationship between the population, the percentage of population fully vaccinated, and new COVID-19 cases in the last 7 days, end quote. This was authored by the lead author, anyway, with the Harvard Center for Population and Development Studies, not only compared countries around the world on a nation-by-nation basis, but the nearly 3,000 counties here in the United States, and again, found no relationship between the percentage of population vaccinated and the rate of new COVID-19 infections over the past 7 days. In fact, he found that the trend line suggested a marginally positive association. A marginally positive association, that's the rising trend line there, between countries with a higher percentage of those vaccinated and new COVID cases. But again, marginal. The bottom line is there appears to be no connection between the percentage of a population that's vaccinated and the rate of new infections. So when we hear from the media or our government leaders that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, they're either uninformed or they're perhaps operating with an alternate set of facts, an alternate truth. The good news this week, it seems that the highly transmissible Delta variant was not more dangerous than the previous strains. This, according to a new study by the CDC, it found that the Delta variant does not cause more severe disease among either fully vaccinated or unvaccinated hospitalized COVID patients. This study, based on an analysis of 7,600 patients here in the U.S. in July and August when Delta became the predominant strain. But that said, all of this information notwithstanding, the CDC, the United States government, still going all in on full vaccination. In fact, the CDC may, according to Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC, may update its definition of what it means to be fully vaccinated, whereas previously it was two jabs of Moderna or Johnson and Pfizer or one of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, to include a booster shot now. And we're told that we can go ahead and mix and match. If you took a J&J, you can get a Pfizer. If you took a Moderna, you can get a J&J, because it's all probably fine. In addition, Dr. Walensky told Fox News on Sunday that the Biden administration is planning to provide vaccine-hesitant police and other government workers with education and counseling to make them comfortable with taking the vaccine, because they're now hearing from cities across the country that as many as a third of our police officers in some of our major cities may just decide to walk off the job rather than take the vaccine against their will. Here's the thing. As I said before, if the vaccine were unquestionably safe and effective, you wouldn't need re-education centers, propaganda, to convince us to take it. Also this week, the FDA voted 17-0 to approve vaccines for children between the ages of 5 and 11. Between the ages of 5 and 11, as part of the process, the debate process over whether to approve this, a member of the FDA panel, Harvard professor Eric Rubin, wrote this. We're worried, or said this actually, we're worried about a side effect that we can't measure yet, but it's probably real. And we're going to see a benefit that isn't the same as it is in older age groups. Parenthetically, it's because children are not at the same level of risk as older people. Quoting again, but we're never going to learn about how safe the vaccine is unless we start giving it. That's just the way it goes. That's how we found out about rare complications of other vaccines like the rotavirus vaccine. I do think we should vote to approve it, end quote. In other words, what Dr. Rubin is saying here is we should go ahead and experiment on children, because that's what it amounts to. We don't know what the side effects are, but we won't find out unless we give them the vaccine. He said the quiet part out loud. No doubt he's getting a talking to behind the scenes right now. But for your reference, the science, remember the science we're supposed to be following? The science here. The age-specific infection fatality rate is very low. And I'm quoting now from a peer-reviewed study published last December before any vaccines were available. The estimated age-specific infection fatality rate is very low for children and younger adults, e.g. 0.0. 0.02% at age 10 and 0.01% at age 25. That's, again, a peer-reviewed paper, European Journal of Epidemiology, published last December before any vaccines were available. So, understand what this means. The Food and Drug Administration here in the United States has just approved administering a vaccine with an unknown safety profile in children for a disease that is 0.002% fatal in that age group. Does this make any sense to you? Topic number four, be afraid. Be very afraid. We're talking about climate change fear. The COP26 summit kicks off on Sunday, hosted by UK PM Boris Johnson in Glasgow, Scotland. I told you this week about Patricia Espinosa, Executive Secretary of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, warning that if we don't curb our greenhouse gas emissions, migration crises, even more migration crises, food shortages, increase in terrorism, increase in violent crime. Here in the United States, the White House preparing to roll out a bunch of executive orders and federal regulations to help Joe Biden meet climate goals because Congress isn't going to vote for anything. So the White House is just going to mandate it. Stroke of the pen, law of the land, they think. No comment from the White House about specifics. The big question of the summit in Glasgow is what China will do. China emits about a quarter of the world's greenhouse gas emissions, and their promises to curb them have not been as aggressive as those coming from the U.S. and Europe and others. But let's be honest, those promises are, let's be generous, wishful thinking. But the bottom line is, unless China agrees to do something about its carbon emissions, what Europe, what North America does is a joke, or I should say even more of a joke, because the real objective here is not saving the planet. It's about scaring us into demanding a global government to bring our carbon emissions under control. Hashtag, you know it, Great Reset. Topic number three, caravans. Another migrant caravan heading northward. This about 6,000 people, mostly South Americans, Haitians, and others. The difference between this caravan and those we saw in 2019 is that the Mexican government is prohibiting from hitching rides on trucks, buses, and so forth. That's how they were able to get to the southern border of the United States so quickly 2 years ago. This time they're having to walk the whole way. Saw a news report just the other day, 5 days in, and they'd managed to cover about 36 miles. That's less than 10 miles a day. So my original estimate of 10 miles a day, 250 days, almost 8 months, it's probably going to take longer, assuming they have to walk the whole way. We'll see how many of them are determined enough to push strollers and carry little children along the whole way, the whole 2,500 miles from the southern border of Mexico to the southern border of the United States. Border Patrol sources tell Fox News that there may be as many as 60,000 migrants gathering on the Mexican side of the border with the United States, intending to cross over and enter the U.S. ahead of the Biden administration's re-implementation of the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy. Figure if they can get in before that policy goes into effect, they've got a better chance of being released into the U.S. with a piece of paper, the notice to appear, which the vast majority don't. U.S. immigration authorities say they're going to limit arrests at schools, hospitals, and other protected areas. This is under guidelines issued Wednesday by the Department of Homeland Security. Meanwhile, National Guard members, Texas National Guard members deployed by Governor Greg Abbott, have arrested more than 32,000 people already on state trespassing and human smuggling charges. This is part of a highly unusual operation that's turned National Guard soldiers into law enforcement officers. These began in July, these arrests, and have continued through, as of this recording. It's not clear yet what the state of Texas is doing with these people, since only about 1,300 of the 32,000 have actually been charged with trespassing so far. Topic number two, stop shopping. This is the message from the liberal media as we head into the holiday season, Black Friday, just a month away. And because we're seeing supply shortages, store shelves empty, media's blaming not the Biden administration, not economic policies or emissions policies in California that block a large number of tractor trailers that could move containers away from the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. It's our fault for expecting to be able to go to the store and buy stuff. Just-in-time delivery, which has been implemented by most retail operations in the United States. They deliver inventory to the store just before it goes out on the shelves, and it's to lower the cost, the carrying cost of keeping goods in the back room against supply shortages. That works great when the supply chain is working perfectly, but right now it's not. And there's some question as to whether this disruption is unplanned or deliberate. It looks like all of the big stories this week, supply chain disruption, lack of, the economic disruption that's taken place, the fear being stoked over the climate and COVID-19, all related to hashtag Great Reset. Coming up, just in time for Halloween, the worst candy ad ever. That's next on the Friday Five.
The enticing linkage that suggests itself, there may be a close relationship between what we see as UFOs and what occurred in Genesis chapter 6, where fallen angels, these are angels bent on mischief, somehow got themselves involved with human women to create a hybrid called a Nephilim. In the Hebrew, it's called the fallen ones, the verb Nephal. In the Greek, it's Jagos, which means the earthborn.
Skywatch TV's Defender Conference Countdown, featuring the world premiere of The Great Delusion, the documentary that exposes the supernatural roots of the alien disclosure movement. Sign up now at DefenderConference.com.
Call now and take advantage of Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year. With the rediscovery of the ancient prophecies from a mysterious group of prophets and scribes hundreds of years before Christ, your understanding of end times prophecy and the final age of man is about to be forever changed. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, the veil is lifted as you discover how much of what you've been taught about Israel in the first century is incomplete. Shockingly, there were Jewish believers who knew exactly what to expect from the coming Messiah, that he would be God in the flesh, would die for our sins, and even the date of his first arrival. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, you will discover lost prophecies only recently discovered in the Dead Sea Scrolls about the time we are now living in, how the enigmatic group known as the Essenes formed and what influence they had on the New Testament, what hidden feasts and festivals the Essenes celebrated, and what messages the group left behind for believers living in the present age, how the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation fit within the Essene timetable, and how an ancient Jewish calendar actually predicts the prophetic significance of the year 2025. But that's not all. For the first time ever, you'll also receive Dr. Ken Johnson's massive three-book collection entitled The Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes, where Dr. Johnson compiles three of his most groundbreaking research studies on the Dead Sea Scrolls into one massive collection. In Book 1, The Ancient Dead Sea Scrolls Calendar and the Prophecies It Reveals, you will discover the secrets of the mysterious 364-day calendar used by the ancients since the time of creation and how it has been hidden until now for the appointed time. In Book 2, Ancient Testimonies of the Patriarchs, Autobiographies from the Dead Sea Scrolls, you will hear the previously hidden prophetic texts of such patriarchs as Enos, grandson of Adam, Lamech, father of Noah, Amram, father of Moses and Aaron, and even Enoch from the Book of Enoch fame. And in the most shocking revelation yet, Book 3, The Ancient Order of Melchizedek, you will learn astonishing facts about the enigmatic priest Melchizedek, such as why his priesthood was and is different from that of Levi, why the Messiah was ordained after the order of Melchizedek, and how the facts surrounding this mysterious order dramatically affect the theology and practical applications of our Christian walk today. This collection is an absolute necessity for any researcher's library and for those who want to fully step into the minds of the ancients and see the Dead Sea Scrolls like they never have before. Now you can get this incredible collection for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't miss out on Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year, the Lost Prophecies and Ancient Mysteries Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one on the Friday Five this week. Who approved this ad at Mars Incorporated, the makers of Twix, widely considered by many in our informal survey, one of the greatest candy bars on store shelves. But the new ad that they put out on TikTok, aimed at younger viewers, of course, because it's on TikTok, shows a young boy wearing a purple princess dress, who's greeted at the door one day. Doorbell rings, he opens the door, and you see a girl dressed in black who is his new nanny. He says, "I don't need a nanny," but she suddenly appears inside the house after he shuts the door in her face. Well, your parents seem to think that you do. Parents are never appear in the ad. She is clearly a witch. And when they go for a walk in the park, the boy's kicking around his soccer ball, still wearing his pink princess dress, or purple princess dress, that is. He is teased by a larger boy, obviously a bully. And the witch does something. A large wind appears, and suddenly the boy disappears, leaving behind only his shirt. Young boy in the dress asks the witch, "What happened to him? Will he come back?" And the witch says, "Probably." This is the message here is that if you do not subscribe to and agree with our supreme wokeness, we will use our dark powers to wish you into the cornfield. Again, who approved this message? I mean, regardless of what you think about the boy wearing the dress, the idea that this is somehow supposed to make us desire Twix bars is astonishing. It says something about the culture in which we find ourselves now. We are surrounded by people who think that this is a great marketing tactic. This is why we do what we do, to share the hope that we have in Christ and the evidence for the truth claims of our faith. And that is why this month, as our thank you for your support, we offer to you corroborated accounts of the supernatural realm, the supernatural worldview, the groundbreaking book by the late Chris Putnam. Our gift to you for your donation of any amount, if you're in the U.S. and Canada, shipping costs and all, we thank you for your support because we can't do what we do without your support. You can find out more and donate if you are so led by logging on to skywatchtv.com/donate or calling us toll-free 844-750-4985. And thank you. This is also why the Countdown Conference, the virtual conference from Skywatch TV, also on through January 15th. You still have 2.5 months to take advantage of 24 presentations plus the world premiere of the documentary film The Great Delusion about the alien UFO UAP disclosure movement. It is really a spiritual movement. It is not a science fiction or science phenomenon. It is really about a new religion, a sci-fi religion that is being promoted, not just by the fringe, but it is being given all sorts of attention by the mainstream media. So you can find out more about the film, about the speakers, and take advantage of this virtual conference. You can watch the videos as often as you like, and in any order that you like, through January 15th, find out more and log on at defenderconference.com. Register, that is, defenderconference.com. This week on Skywatch TV, our broadcast program is about the three new shows being produced here at Skywatch TV. The new women's program featuring Catherine Horn, Nita Horn, Donna Howell, Allie Henson, a women's show like no other in a working coffee bar, no less. They make a wonderful iced caramel macchiato, I can testify. Simply His, the health program featuring Charisse Parton, who this week's program, by the way, telling just her remarkable story of a miraculous recovery and restoration of her health, and The Bible's Greatest Mysteries, the new show that I am honored to host with my best friend and the co-host of my life, Sharon K. Gilbert. You can hear about the new programs on this week's Skywatch TV broadcast, which you can find going out over the air all over the world tonight, thanks to our partners at Daystar Television. The broadcast schedule for Skywatch TV and all of our affiliate programs online, skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got the Skywatch TV app in Roku or Apple TV, or if you've downloaded our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet, we broadcast whenever is convenient for you. All of our video content available, Roku, Apple TV, and through the mobile app. And if you've got the mobile app on your smartphone or tablet, if you've got a relatively recent smart TV, it's probably compatible with Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay, and you can just cast the video directly to your TV from your phone or tablet. The app works on iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. To make it easy, we have links to all of those app stores at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar where it says Mobile App. We thank you for watching as we keep watch and pray you have a blessed weekend. This is the Friday Five from SkyWatch TV.